You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to Embrace Your Spiritual Powers with I Am. Your host, Shangela Pierce, an intuitive healer from Sedona, will guide you to understand your innate spiritual powers for manifesting health. Shangela and her guides, I Am, are here to reacquaint you with these miraculous powers for improving your health and inspiring others to do the same. Join us today as you begin a new journey of enlightenment. Here is Shangela.
Thank you for joining me for episode 2 of Embrace Your Spiritual Powers with I Am. I am your host, Shangela Pierce. In today's episode, we are going to talk about simple natural healing. Before we begin, let's discuss this week's special. Save 15% off our online group coaching that starts in January. Use the code SPIRITUALPOWER at checkout. Please visit our site, seekwithinyou.com/lawofattractionhealing for further information. This offer ends November 30th. Intentions. Let's take a moment and set our intentions for today's episode. What is it that you would like to experience? What questions do you need answers to? Take a deep breath, allowing the breath to flow through you. Now set your intentions. We are here for you. Simple natural healing. As you raise your vibration through many means, through awakening your consciousness, through gratitude, through joy, through telling a different story, you will release lower vibrational energy. This lower vibrational energy will need to move through your body. You must allow this lower vibrational energy to move. Remember, you are all energetic vibrational beings. In your physical form, you eliminate vibrational energy through many forms. You eliminate it through your bowel movements. You eliminate it through your urinary tract. You eliminate it through your skin, through your breath. These are the major routes of elimination in physical form. You must take it upon yourself to make sure that these routes of elimination are open. Are you eliminating regularly through your bowels? Do you have regular bowel movements? Are they formed? If you do not, there are many mechanisms in which you can begin the process of healing that area, your digestive area, to allow for more open elimination. Options for this will be discussed later in this episode. Breath is another route of elimination for the physical body. Many people hold their breath as a result of the thoughts that are creating their reality, the stress caused by these thoughts cause many people to hold their breath. Many do not realize they are doing this consciously. When you can become more mindful of your breath, you can open, fully open, this route of elimination. there are also other mechanisms in which you can move this energy through breath. We will discuss this later in the episode. Eliminating through your urinary system. Another simple natural healing process. Are you drinking enough water? Are you allowing for the natural elimination through this route? Many people do not drink enough water. Pure water in its essence. Skin. Is your skin open and freely available to allow for the elimination through it? Another simple natural healing process. When you do not allow for your natural orifices to release this energy, what happens is that it builds up in the physical body. And you can tell this through many mechanisms. Your skin will start to show symptoms of elimination through it. Rashes are an example of your body being unable to release through other mechanisms, through the major ones, through your bowel system, through your urinary system. And so it comes through your skin and it irritates that aspect of it. Bodily odors or smelly bodily odors or rumbling in your stomach, gas, flatulence, all of these are signs that there is an accumulation over an abundance of lower vibrational energy that is not being eliminated properly through your routes of elimination. Improper elimination through the colon area is one of the most common places of blockage, of energetic blockage for most humans. This is a result of many things, but there are ways in which you can open this. What we encourage you to do, take the time now, close your eyes. Ask your source, what routes of elimination do you need to improve upon? Ask the question. Release it and let it go and allow the answer to unfold for you. When you receive your answer, you will know. We will give you a profound sensation. You'll know that it is from us. Allow it to happen. Another thing that we want to touch upon is the elimination of the vibrational energy of emotions. These too must be allowed to flow through the body. When low vibrational energy is released, what it can trigger are emotional thoughts that you have, thoughts that trigger emotions. Being mindful of this will help to allow for these energies to flow through the body and not be restricted and allowed to come back and affect you in the physical form. Being mindful allows for the natural release of these energies. When you do not, you resist, and this causes all types of disharmonies in your body. So we are talking about elimination through the physical as well as through the mental, emotional aspects. This also applies to the spiritual as well. We do not want you to be overwhelmed with what we are offering you. We want you to take bits by bit. But we want you to understand this natural healing philosophy. We want you to take an overall look at what you are doing for your healing process. There is a tendency to think that you must take and take and consume all these natural remedies. I'm going to take this, I'm going to take that. But there is not much paid attention to the elimination of it. Is your body in sync? Are you allowing for the lower vibrational energies to move through your body? Are you allowing for the lower vibrational energies that cause thoughts, that cause an emotional response to move through your body? Are you allowing for this? Take an overall look. And if you are not, put mechanisms in place so that you can allow for this to flow. The more you allow this to flow, the more your vibration will raise, the more you shall heal. This is simple, a simple technique. Breathe, drink water, eliminate through your bowels regularly. Allow for the release through your skin holistically, naturally. Continue to join us and follow us, and we will help guide you to your source first and foremost. But as you are building that relationship with your source, we are here to help guide you. With love and peace from I Am, Namaste. Thank you, everyone. That was a powerful message again from I Am. What I wanted to do is to set out and give you some techniques that you can use for this simple, natural healing philosophy. Of course, there are many ways to do it. If you feel like any of these techniques that are presented do not resonate with you, do not feel good to you, then ask for guidance on it, okay? Let's start out with the digestive system. Everyone's heard of getting enough fiber in your diet to make sure that you're having bowel movements. However, if your bowel system is restricted in some way, or you're holding on to a lot of energy down there, you know, a lot of negative energy that needs to be released down there, or you're not drinking enough water, there are many reasons why you still may not be eliminating this extra fiber. So one simple technique that you can do is a self-massage of your abdominal region. You can do this in a circular motion, starting in the lower right quadrant where your appendix would be, and just move in a circular motion. You can just use your feelings and feel where you need to do a massage. Now, this massage, I like to do the massage in a rhythmic pattern using the breath. So you take care of two things, right? The breath and your bowel system. So when you inhale, just allow your lower abdomen to expand out. As you exhale, you press down on your intestines. Again, inhale and allow for your lower abdomen to expand. Exhale and press down in that region. You decide on how much pressure you're going to put there because you are doing this massage, right? So you decide on that. You don't need to force it, just allow it. Take your time. If you like, you can, before you start this massage, You can get a hot water bottle and you can place it on your abdominal region to help relax that area, to help get things ready to be moved. Okay? If you don't have a hot water bottle, you can get a warm towel, place there. You know, just place it there for a couple of minutes, really just to get the area warm and ready. And then go through this. If you feel like this resonates with you, then add this to your healing routine. Add this to your routine that you're doing for yourself to improve your health and raise your vibration. If you are wondering if this is right for you, you're still not convinced, then try it for at least 30 to 60 days. Give it that and then see if you notice an improvement in your skin and any odors that may be coming and just your overall how you feel. Now, the breath. Deep breathing. I'll give you two examples of this. One is assuming you have a regular spiritual routine that you do either in the morning or at night. If you do not, you can start upon this. In your spiritual routine, add a 5-minute session where you are doing deep breathing. In this deep breathing, you're going to allow the breath to come to you. So as you inhale, you allow your lower abdomen to expand. Hold your breath as long as you can. Do not think about counting how many breaths or how long this should be. Just feel your way through it. And then when it feels right, you will naturally exhale. And then just naturally allow yourself to inhale. Just allowing. So this is an exercise in allowing without the conscious mind taking a hold. If this is too much for you, you can inhale to the count of 4 and exhale to the count of 7. Another technique for breathing is to be mindful of it throughout the day. So if you have a smartphone, which I assume most people do, or some type of timer, every hour set a reminder. You can download a mindful app. And every time you hear the timer go off, take a moment, even a 30-second moment, to take deep breaths. Okay? Just take deep breaths. Again, you can use the feeling of the breath or you can do a timed breath, whatever is your preference. Now, the skin. Try dry brushing. That is taking some type of abrasive material like a loofah. And when your skin is dry, not wet, take the loofah and scrub your skin. Every aspect of your skin, your face, your hands, your feet, your abdomen, all of your body, and enjoy it. Have fun with it, right? Let's not make this something that's a challenge. You know, you want to just love your body and love the skin you're in, for lack of a better way of saying it. I really do love that phrase. Love the process. Do this at least once a week or as you feel guided to do so. Now, the urinary system. The most obvious would just be to drink water. But not everyone is in the habit of doing so. One thing that you can do to check and monitor how much water you are drinking is to fill a pail, whatever that is. So if you feel you need to drink a gallon, then get a gallon glass container, fill it with water, and then make the effort to drink that before the end of the day. If you're finding that you are not drinking what you feel you need to eliminate, then set your intention to do so, right? Tell the story that you are doing it. Use the creative power of the universe to set this intention to do it. Do not notice that you're not doing it, because you're just going to continue to create that reality. Just imagine yourself doing it and it shall be done. If you are finding the taste of the water just does not please you, you can try lemon water, adding cucumbers to your water. You can use natural bamboo filters as an option to add to your water. I also like to use minerals in the water, like stones that you place in the water to add extra bit of energetic boost, per se. On your glass container that you use to hold your water that you're going to drink for that day, you can put words of inspiration on it. You can draw, be creative. Draw a heart on it. Draw love on it. Peace sign, whatever it is that will inspire you to drink the water. You will be amazed at what can happen when you put words of inspiration. You set your intention that this will happen. You notice that you are going to do it, and you do it. Being mindful of your emotions. This is a big one. Of allowing this lower vibrational energies to move through you without causing and triggering thoughts that just cause all kinds of chaos. One technique that you can do for this is, again, using that mindful timer. If you are doing the deep breathing during this time, extend it a little bit out, maybe a couple more minutes, so that you can be mindful of the thoughts in your mind. Not resisting them, just noticing them. Noticing them like a cloud in the sky. You observe them without judgment. Therefore, they don't have a chance to take a hold of you, to get stuck energetically in the body. You just allow that lower vibrational energy to flow. Beautiful, simple technique. That, of course, like everything else, requires practice. If you have a regular meditation practice, you will notice that you start to become more mindful of things. So we do encourage you to meditate regularly. If you are not right now, and it seems too overwhelming, that is okay. In time, you will get there. In time, you will get there. Just allow yourself that leeway to get there, knowing that you are headed towards health. Taking a little bit at a time allows for this, right? Because this is a journey. This is not a sprint. This is a lifestyle change. Practical tips. Today, I gave you some practical tips on what you can do for your routes of elimination. Of course, there are many, many ways of doing each route of elimination to make sure that you are maximizing the output. In the beginning, as you are starting out, you can use our tips and techniques, and then as you feel more confident in your guidance from source, you will know what's best for you. This is encouraged. For those who wish to get more guidance on healing, come join me and I am for group coaching that starts in January. You can receive 15% off by entering the code Spiritual Power. This offer ends November 30th. Please take advantage. Join us. Find out more information on our site, SeekWithinYou.com/Law of Attraction Healing. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode of Embrace Your Spiritual Powers with I Am. I have had a lovely time speaking to all of you. In love and light, namaste.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Embrace Your Spiritual Powers with I Am. If you would like to contact Shangela, please visit www.seekwithinyou.com. Have a great week.